Get started. Last talk for the day is Gotham, who is a longtime Prometheus team member and a lot of other things, and who learned yesterday evening that he's going to fill in with his talk. So thanks for doing this, and welcome, Gotham.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, I'm Gotham. I'm a Prometheus maintainer. I've been a Prometheus maintainer for like 7 years now. And then I joined Grafana as an engineer, did a lot of Prometheus, a lot of engineering for 5 years. Then I got bored, had a little bit of a crisis, so I became a product manager. I did that for 2 years and realized I still don't know what product managers do. So yeah, now I'm going back to engineering. And this talk is me kind of struggling with the whole, I'm not writing code, I'm not doing anything useful. So I decided to tinker with my home lab. And I found out that, yes, I did find out that I was doing this talk yesterday, so I wrote the talk today. So I have no idea how long this is going to take. But I hope it takes long enough. Okay, let's go. So, home lab monitoring with eBPF, but what is what do I mean by home lab? I Googled it. Can eBPF help your home lab from blowing up? I don't think so. I hope not. But then I asked Gemini, and it generated this image, which is kind of close. And then I decided to use good old Google, which showed me this image, which looks really, really professional. Turns out my home lab is nothing like this. Unfortunately, I don't have pictures of my home lab, given I only found out yesterday. But it looks something like this in a random bookshelf with a lot more wires attached. Sometimes, as in right now, it also looks like this, where I just have random boards at random places just opened up. And I'm just too lazy to put it all back together into something neat. Yeah, so I run a lot of different boards. I run K3S on these boards. This talk is not about the home lab. This is about monitoring the home lab. But what am I actually monitoring? So I am self-hosting a few applications. How many of you here self-host applications? Okay, wow, holy shit, you're gonna love this talk. yeah, so self-hosting is basically you run the services on your own servers, on your own infrastructure, and you're not going to pay like big tech or anyone else to kind of provide you a service. You also own all your data. And yeah, like as I said, I wanted something technical to do because I was kind of having a crisis, so I decided to self-host a lot of the applications. And what are these applications that I'm self-hosting? They're kind of all kinds.